You're fired. You're fired. You're fired.
It's the Celebrity Apprentice Podcast.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the final insert trumpet here of Celebratory Jubilation. This is the final episode of the Celebrity Apprentice Podcast. And I'm Brian.
I'm Heather.
I'm Jen.
And James, who vanished, left the show about halfway through the season, wanted to give me a shout-out for him. So James says hello, even though he has nothing to do with the show anymore. But he's still alive, so shout-out to James there. Thank you for his minor contributions, even though they're... Yeah, anyway. Thanks, James. So, this was going to be a pretty quick show, because just kind of just a recap show of everything, and
yeah,
they kind of squeeze in the rest of the task during it. But anyway, yes. Heather, recap.
They
that's a segue.
Well, basically, they
poor
just,
segue.
They had to they had to finish up their projects from last time, which was, you know, they had their 30-second promo shot, and they had their variety show and their big party that they were throwing, and I would like to say that we did get to see there was a big, you know, cliffhanger as to Magic Johnson's video that came through.
Yes.
And spoiler alert, you did get that there
was
video.
If you're dealing with spoilers right now, why even watching a show?
There was video of two of Magic's eyes. They were very excited about that. So anyway,
yeah.
So they finished up.
They had two cameras, basically.
They had different
angle. Thank goodness.
Yeah, and you know, I thought that they, I don't know, they pulled it off. They
I was like, they really did this. They threw a party. They got together. Somebody got hired.
Lisa was vulgar.
She was.
Yes,
she was.
Lisa
we
was
can.
Very
I guess
vulgar.
We can get to that in a few minutes.
That's,
and
that's Lisa's act.
They
that's
were.
That's what
kinda,
she does.
Yes. Well.
Good.
Yes.
They
were in the meantime they were having the live show thing where they brought some people back and they showed some clips because I guess these celebrities aren't watching their own show. Is this stuff supposed to be a surprise?
No, they just need filler. They need to stretch it out for 2 hours.
Yeah,
because that technically the finale could probably be an hour.
Yes,
or less
45 minutes. Without
yeah.
commercials.
Okay. Yeah, so,
That's it. It's been a great season. Catch you next time.
I'm Jen.
I'm Brian. So, no, but...
Do we want to even say at this point?
I think, if you're listening to this pod... Even, if you're... I'm not even talking about the show. If you made it to the podcast up until the end here... You already know. So, Arsenio won. Thank you. I'm Brian. I'm going to start right off the bat. One of my fun things right at the beginning was beyond Donald Trump in the back of the race car speeding through New York and his hair surprisingly staying in place.
It looked like a little video game.
Yeah.
When they had like the up in the air shots and
I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that was yeah.
And
sort of ridiculous.
Trump looked like a giddy schoolboy in the back.
Yes.
Again. But no, during the beginning, he's talking about Arsenio.
Yes, and he had some nice airbrushed cheekbones.
And he was talking about Arsenio being a late-night artist.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could...
Late-night legend.
Well, no, he said legend later, but the first thing he said was late-night artist Arsenio Hall, which I wasn't aware that there's late-night artistes.
You know what, though? Wasn't that part of the live stuff? So he probably just forgot what he was supposed to say.
Yeah, but
he was like late night something.
So,
damn it, what was the word?
So
late night.
What are you? I'm a painter. What kind of artist are you? I'm a late night artiste. Are you a prostitute? No. That's a different kind of late night artiste.
Lisa went there and beyond. And
but
yeah.
But yeah, that late night artist kind of stuck with me the whole time. Arsenio's got a new thing now. He's a late night artist.
Yeah,
an artisan.
Yeah, but even when they got to the end or wherever they were going, Donald Trump's little poof right here on top of his head just kind of went from up and or
just it just
went,
flopped
kind of
back
went down.
Down.
It was very well hairspray.
He has hair. He has hair trainers.
Yeah.
Yes. That's actually they all know if they go out of place they will be fired.
And
that's
and
his hair.
Hey, that was good. That was good.
There
you have
go.
To give me that.
Yes.
And there's the, and of course, Donald said at the beginning as well, it was the most explosive season ever.
Yeah, thanks.
Until next season, which will be the most explosive season ever. It's kind of like a rock band. Every time they put out an album, this is our best album ever. I don't expect them to say, you know what we're really excited about this album? It's kind of but we're going
to
release it anyway.
Years, it's real. It's
that
okay.
was why I posed that question.
I just.
Is it. It wasn't the most explosive season ever.
Yeah, but after Lisa and Aubrey, I really, really, really want. I really hate to see what is coming to follow their.
I don't think it was
nastiness.
The most. I don't think it was the most explosive season ever, though.
No. I know that I really walked away. Last season, I hated Star.
Well, yeah.
I hated her Star before she was even on Apprentice.
But I didn't really know too much about
her.
I
enjoyed, we can talk about this maybe at the end, but maybe not. Maybe let's get it out of the way
now.
Let's
just go for it.
So,
yeah,
did you, I guess I preferred last season a whole lot more to this season.
Yes, I did too.
Well, I hate to say, but it's, after you go through a season with Gary Busey, everything gets
That's
a little
true.
Bit more boring. But
even
so.
With Aubrey's nastiness and everything.
Yeah. No, you're right. Gary, but you know, it's kind of like a different, it just brings something a little different kind of craziness to it.
Yes, yeah. It was 110% you know? Craziness.
110% of crazy.
Yeah, which, speaking of which, they announced that Lou had some surgery done.
Yay,
and he can,
for Lou.
And he can hear 110% better.
He was hearing without a hearing aid, which I thought was kind of crappy because the first thing that he hears when he's on the show is making fun of him by saying 110% like 5,000 times.
He can always fall back on he didn't hear himself say that.
That's
now
true.
He can. Now he will correct that 110% business. What did Trump's son say? He's like, that's not mathematically correct or whatever.
That's not mathematically possible. Quit saying that.
But,
yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. but yeah. So, it was the most explosive season ever, mm-hmm. And then of course after they're talking about that, they went, as you mentioned before, they went back to the videotape with Magic Johnson. I knew they were going to have additional footage.
Yeah,
it's like there's no way they can go with this. So luckily they had a different angle. I still don't know why they shot that other angle to begin with. Did they really think they were going to use that? I think the people at the show called them and said, can you do a really bad shot first?
I think they did.
We'll have everybody panicking, and then we'll cut to the second shot.
It'll
and everybody
be a
will be like,
great cliffhanger. Yeah.
Because, once again, my daughter, who's junior high, can shoot that better.
Yeah. And then there was Clay's team was having issues with the wall being painted.
Yeah.
Debbie Gibson was kind of freaking out because her cousin was doing the wall. And
Debbie was...
Debbie was just being cruel.
Well, I still understand why Clay wanted to see it. I understand that. But Debbie was chatting too much on the phone at one point. It's like, look, just get what you need from her and get off the phone because we're wasting time being all soap opera-ish, so cut it.
I don't think she was still on the phone. I think she'd already said what she needed to say to her cousin, and she was just pretending to be on the phone because, again, they had to have filler. They had to make this thing 2 hours long.
Two hours.
What are they going to do next season? Are they going to bring a couple more people? Is it going to be 2.5 hours?
I don't know.
I don't know.
If you remember, when they did the regular Apprentice, and when they had the finale, it was 2 hours. I'm saying, but the actual live show and the boardroom part of it live was a lot longer. Mm-hmm. It seems like the more they do this show, like this one, it was like, we'll talk for 2 minutes, then we'll be back with my final decision. You know, it isn't even about...
Even
like,
in the last couple seasons of The Celebrity Apprentice, it seemed like there was more boardroom action than there was in this one.
Yeah, this one was real limited. Even asking, who do you think I should hire? You know, before that kind of got drawn out, and it wasn't tonight.
You know, going mm-hmm. back to the former people, they went and talked to a lot of people instead of just the... certain people.
But yeah, this one seemed really limited.
And I'm sorry, but Lisa's Botox uplift, whatever
she just
did,
had makeup
that was
on.
Scary looking.
No, her face, okay.
Her face, her forehead didn't move, it didn't wrinkle. She had Botox done. And she had it all pulled up.
Her face had some work done. Definitely thinner, and
yes,
I thought
she
maybe
had
she had
done.
Just lost some weight, but usually you see it elsewhere, and like you didn't really see she lost weight in her like chin area.
She had it tied up behind her ears.
She must.
I have absolutely no idea. Nor do I care.
Okay, that's true.
Now, well, let's move on to okay, Tia looked nice.
Yeah. Tea always looks nice.
And then there was Aubrey.
You can hit me, but
no. Aubrey's naturally red hair turned naturally blonde.
Yes. Which she looks better as a blonde, regardless of who you think she. What you think of her?
Yeah, her. I think she looks better as a blonde. Across the stage in that zebra outfit, and just the look she had on her face was just like, I'm sorry, she's not an attractive. She may be like, from the neck down, maybe attractive to a man, but, you know, I'm sorry, she's ugly.
I don't think her face is...
You just have to make sure she ugly. Keeps her mouth shut.
Yes, that's true.
Anyway.
But, yeah, I think she's... For some reason, I heard she's getting ready to do Playboy again.
And why not?
So, okay, well, let's talk about, like, the final product of their stuff.
Which is the main thing. Well, it was interesting to see Arsenio get flustered with Adam. You know, he was getting all upset with Adam because Adam wanted to do a roast.
Yeah.
And Arsenio started busting him down.
But they kind of did when it came down to it. I mean, they did Adam and Lisa.
It was a roast.
Yeah.
So that was weird how he's kind of like, you know, wanting to do it. And it kind of ended up being that anyway.
Right.
So it seemed like toward the end, both Clay and Arsenio were, of course, getting kind of freaky just because of the high stress level. And Clay looked... Completely.
Clay looked so tired.
He did. Uh-huh. Jen's on, I just like to say, folks, Jen is on her laptop right now.
Yeah.
Looking pictures of Aubrey.
I was pulling up something to see what she said about dyeing her hair back. And
make sure that your adult filters are turned on.
Oh, totally. Yeah, because, I mean, she
well,
is
if
a
something
star.
Pops up, I'll... Just kind of glance over.
He'll make sure that it's okay.
I don't...
But
I'll have
no,
to put it through my
I'm
filter.
Sorry, but... Aubrey can't sing.
Yeah, she wasn't the best singer.
She can't. No, she cannot sing.
Well, you know what? In this day and age,
she cannot sing.
You know what? In this day and age,
she needs a lot of digital filtering.
You know what? With manipulation,
yeah,
that's right.
She needs a lot of manipulation.
Did you just say?
And a lot of.
You said it, not me.
You were the one that said. I said manipulation.
You said manipulation.
You said it. Anyway. And a lot of what was it? She's
I don't know.
Underdeveloped. Yeah,
but
she's,
with modern tech, I've heard her singles. Haven't you heard her stuff?
You've heard her singles.
I've heard her singles, or album.
I've
heard
anything of hers.
But anyway, if you listen to it, it's just the magic of computers with auto tuning and everything else. You're right. She isn't a great singer.
She can't sing.
Yeah, but
it doesn't matter in this day and age.
But compared to. Like when you had Dee and Debbie Gibson and Clay singing, they were all very natural.
Yes. Aubrey's not.
And Aubrey sings off key.
But that's not what you're looking for in a singer these days.
No, you're looking for a slut.
I was going to say image. But if you want to say
slut. Okay, a slutty image.
You can say slut, but image.
Slutty image.
Okay.
What did you think of the TV spots?
I was going to ask first.
Put it all together. Go ahead.
Wait, about the TV. What do you think about the completed TV spots?
Yeah, once they were put all together.
Well, I was going to ask, what did you think about the mural? I can't say mural.
It was not good at all.
They only had, 5 minutes, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So I didn't expect, because that one picture they showed of the umbrella thing on the ceiling, it was, holy cow, that's really, really good.
That was really cool, yeah.
Which they should have just went and found those right away on the internet, right? But anyway.
Yeah. Debbie, you
but
yeah, just,
the, I did, even though they had a limited amount of time and it was kind of all done, I was kind of, after seeing that one picture, I was kind of disappointed. I expected something.
Could have drawn better.
But the issue is they didn't have time.
No,
they were
running out of time.
You have everybody painting,
they were running out of time.
I really do think that they, I don't know,
they
somebody else.
They should have just done one wall, not
if
all
somebody
three.
Else could have done that mural just as well. I mean, it was pretty basic. I don't mean to downplay her talent in that situation, but it was like you had the big ticket, you know, painted on the wall and the blocks
and
stuff, and I'm thinking, okay.
And a carousel horse.
I'm not gonna be able to do that. So just getting everybody to do it.
Honestly, I'd have to say though, the walls at the murals that are on the walls at church are a lot better in the children's department.
Well, but again, you're looking at a time issue. I mean, it would have been nice to see like this big huge background with the hills and a carnival tent, you know, but they didn't have time to do all that. I think that for what it was fine. And I mean, they had a lot of stuff in front of it anyway, because they had game booths and they had, you know what I mean? So they were kind of playing.
Yeah, but so I was kind of disappointed in it.
I was too. It was just stoic. It literally looked like there were just cutouts pasted onto the wall.
What did you think of the party look?
I thought it was interesting how different they were. They were both coming at it from very different, you know. Arsenio's like, okay, we're going to keep it simple. We're going to keep it clean. We're going to get everybody drunk, and then we're going to make them laugh.
And then send them home.
That was it. Because when you start, you know, and then they cut to Clay, and Clay's got all this stuff going on.
That's because Aubrey was in charge.
Yes.
Yeah. I liked ours. I thought Arsenio's looked pretty classy. Just they didn't show very much of it.
No, but I think it also depends on what type of person you had coming
I liked the look
a lot better, though, because it was more clean. It was more streamlined. It was more simplified to where it was, you know, something that easier to pull together and focus on the main task of fundraising.
Mm-hmm. Now, and Teresa put all that together.
Yes, so she did, because she knows
how to party.
Yes,
but she knows how to throw parties.
She does not. Yeah, it looked real classy. Hey, I liked it.
They know how to throw parties in Jersey.
Yeah. Yes. Well,
they do those like extravagantly expensive parties for no reason in Jersey, which weird.
I will say that Arsenio, they had some magicians there to try to keep the crowd happy.
Yes.
I missed David Blaine. It would have been better if they'd have David Blaine hovering.
Yeah, it would.
They could have had him in one, in like one corner, and then the guy that made the airplane disappear.
David Copperfield.
Yes. See, so they could have stepped that up a little bit, but you know, I mean, it's,
I know some David Copperfield secrets, but I can't share them. No, really, I do. Little tidbit of. I'm gonna go on a segue here.
I know a person who
okay, worked for David Copperfield, and I know stuff. I might be lying. You don't know that.
But we're gonna move because we don't need to be.
No, I'm serious. Oh.
Okay,
I just
want to
get in trouble.
We don't need David Copperfield coming and knocking on the door podcast. No. But anyway,
I mean, before he come and get me, be like, "Ooh, look at David Copperfield! You're here to sue me."
Yeah, we don't.
Yes. So can we stop now, please?
You know, and when they were cutting, let's see, what else with the party? I thought Lisa did go.
Oh, Lisa went way off.
But that's
code.
Lisa's bit.
But
they
even
merged
then,
the two parties.
But that's funny you said that. Because of the joke she made. Never mind.
Oh yeah. Well.
That was she made. Okay.
Honestly, did you see everybody's uncomfortability factor? I mean, it was just like everybody was like,
But that's what comes back to it being a roast. I mean, even
it
though
wasn't supposed to be.
I know it wasn't supposed to be, but Arsenio okayed all that stuff.
Yeah.
So it was a roast.
I don't think he okayed that. I think she went a little too.
They never responded. No, Arsenio.
No. Did you hear her make the comment about screwing the Ivanka?
Yeah.
I was like,
see,
you know, it wouldn't have been so bad.
Here's my question.
Had there, that, you know what, there was kids
did,
there
did Trump,
when they merged the two parties. That, yeah. Again, that's that was my one
it's
thing.
Like,
but you
seriously?
Can, but it's Lisa doing her thing.
Yeah, well Lisa's
Arsenio,
just a vulgar, crash, crude.
Have you guys watched
person.
Her any other shows?
No, yeah. And I don't want to.
Well, I have. So
I never
that was kind
see
of
that
like.
Woman again.
So that was like normal. It was her being. It was just that's her bit. So it wasn't shocking to me because I watched her do other performances.
Well, and Aubrey's probably a wonderful stripper in another life. But
well, regardless, Lisa's just doing what she's doing, and Arsenio okayed it.
What do you think about what do you think about the singing?
Well,
you had Dee and Debbie Gibson.
I would like to say even with Lisa's roasting, I thought the Arsenio's show was more entertaining than the singing. Sure.
Yeah, I think so a little bit too.
Cause the singing was seemed kind of
staged,
and it was like nothing current in it.
Yeah.
It was all like there. I know where maybe the people that are there you want to give them hits that they know, but It's like, wow. Well, it didn't help that Debbie they did like Gibson, no, one I'm of the sorry, worst songs
Debbie,
ever.
Debbie Gibson beats a dead horse with that one song that she just thinks is the bomb.
Well, but that Yona. Was the kind of the joke about it, though, because that's why they transitioned into D doing We're Not Gonna Take
right.
It.
Right.
So,
but yeah. I just hated the Had the Time of Our Lives from the Dirty Dancing soundtrack. And when they started singing that, I'm like, I understand the theme of it, you know, with the...
Yeah.
But I just... Stop.
There was... And they... Stop singing that song. They cut to some guy in the crowd.
Who's looking like he's going to break down in tears?
I know. Did you see...
Oh, Clay was singing the song.
I know. I was like, wait, no. No, is he singing... Oh, my God.
he tears all his clothes off and tackles Clay.
This is the best day of my life. And yeah. He's probably wondering if Clay was singing it directly to him.
That was one of those moments in the editing room where the guys are editing the show are like, this is hilarious. This guy's about to break down in tears.
Yes.
The guy leaves after that, having a moment. He goes, after this night, nothing else will ever compare.
Well, it was sort of probably like, you know, Mr. George Takei,
yeah.
Going, oh my, the face he made when he saw Lou take his shirt off.
But did you, Jen, I know you probably preferred the singing over the comedy part of the show then. If you had to pick one, just
if
because
I had
of Lisa.
Pick one, I Arsenio thought both did of them, it. I think Arsenio's seemed a little bit more professionally structured, but I could have done completely, you know, somebody just needed to take a bow and arrow.
So who would you, so if you had to pick somebody, which team? I mean, as far as the show, not the commercials, the show.
I think that the, you know, I would have, well, you know me, I like singing, but so. I, it just was so rehearsed and so staged. It wasn't spontaneous. It wasn't fluid. It just seemed like it was thrown in at the last minute, and it just didn't flow with the whole party thing. It was just too disjointed.
Yeah.
But I think Lisa should have been thrown off of a roof.
But so you picked the comedians?
It was more put together. Let's put it that way. I don't pick one or the other.
So you said the comedians?
No.
I knew yes. Yes.
But I think they should have stopped. No, but I think, okay, I'll pick the comedians, but they should have stopped the show before Lisa got on stage.
Okay, but so you picked the comedians better. So you're with us on that one.
Lisa killed the entire show.
So.
Well, and then with the singing,
I think the Dirty Dancing song killed the show, except for that one guy.
Yeah, and then, you know, Aubrey, when she was singing,
Aubrey sounded like a cat being drowned.
I Will Survive.
I was a pain. I was out of the room during that time.
And then she apparently at the part where you're singing You Did Me Wrong.
Yeah.
But she like looked and she did it on purpose right at and kind of pointed to Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Because she's like, because everybody knows I should have been one of the final two.
You did me wrong.
Like, whatever.
Yeah. And again, after Lisa should have gotten thrown off the roof, Aubrey should have got thrown off. Yeah.
But the part about the song, though, the Dirty Dancing, it was just all quiet, and Clay comes out, I had, then I want to just, stop it! If I ever hear that, I'd be so happy if I didn't hear that song again. Ever. Yeah. Ever!
I mean, we're not going to go watch Dirty Dancing
again? No. No. I'm not going to quote any lines from Dirty Dancing, even though I want to, but I will not. Anyway, she's like the wind.
No more props
to Patrick Swayze on that one.
And so the amount of money they raised, Arsenio raised $167,100.
Right.
And Clay raised $301,500.
Uh-huh. What the heck?
And so I still
that's
think
a pretty
that,
big difference.
You know, even
yes.
Like, and Lisa funding the other team.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which seriously was bad taste.
Why?
It was like good of her. I think it was wonderful for her to want to support him and support his cause. But there's
and
a time
she was getting
but
her face
a,
done.
But there's
so
a,
she had money
yeah,
for that.
Yes, yes, because she had all that. You know,
well,
out of
some,
all the money
she
won for her charities,
change.
She had her cut that she took out for it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. I thought it was just a respectable thing.
It was respectable, yes. But there's a time and place. If you wanted to do it, then you don't do it while you're working for the other team. You get, hey, dude, I respect what you're doing. After The Apprentice, here's some money.
Right.
You know, after but the whole thing.
But then we have
She wanted to do the whole thing just to throw that little bit of, that little egg throw, that little, you know, cut into our
manipulation.
You think? But there was the way she did it, too. I mean, she made some drag queen made his day because
he got to go see Clay.
He got to come in dressed as, and you know, it was so funny because Clay went to go hug the real Lisa, and you know, the guy's standing there like, hey, where's my love? It's me, remember? I'm Lisa tonight. I'm Lisa.
Not you.
I want my hug.
Pushes
Lisa. Yeah, it was quite amusing.
Pushes Lisa to the floor.
You know, started saying a few choice explicitives and blown up, maybe then, you know, gone on to a bipolar rant.
Clay, I can do things that woman can never do for you.
Don't you know?
But she mentioned in her
butt.
I
can't continue.
Oh, anyway, okay.
You know what? I forgot to make my favorite line of the favorite line of the whole night. Where was it at? Where was it at? Jay Leno gives checks to white people. What do you say?
He doesn't even know.
So Jay Leno made up for all the no checks to the whole season by giving two checks. Why did Jay give two checks? You know what? Maybe it was that check Lee still had from earlier. He called up Lee. He's like, "Look, it's final show. I'm going to use
it." Already, check's already written.
And Leno felt so. And Leno felt so bad. He sent another check. And
yeah.
So Jay gives checks to white people. He says, "Hey, Mr. Leno, I'm a white person. you don't know me.
No, you're not. I am."
Well, that's right. You're American Indian.
So you're not. White.
You're not white.
You're a redskin.
I'm the minority.
Hey, I'm offended
here.
By that.
I'm a minority here. Come on now.
Huh?
Heather and I are the minority.
Oh, that's
here.
Right. You guys are white Caucasians. Minority.
We're white Caucasian females.
That's right. You're like the lower in the totem pole.
That's right. Anyways.
Totem pole. Wait a minute. I just said something about that. I just made a racial slur about myself. Is that possible?
Totem pole, huh?
I just said totem pole. Yes. Jerk. I'm going to sue myself now. Or call some rights group or something. We need to go back to the commercials. We didn't mention the commercials.
Why did Clay have two?
Two commercials?
Yeah, he had two commercials.
No,
they
didn't.
They showed two different versions.
Well, maybe he had two different versions of it, but they had just one commercial.
No, he had two different versions.
I don't remember seeing two different versions. I remember just seeing the one with the kids doing the tent. They kept cutting back to Clay.
And then he talked.
They cut back to the kids.
He was talking
about
what they did.
And they cut back to Clay. You were on your laptop at that point.
I was trying to finish cooking my terrible zucchini bread.
It's another story for another podcast.
But I think Clay's did really good.
And I'm sorry, Mom, it didn't mean to turn out that bad.
He's very passionate about it, and he kept it really all about the kids, and it kind of pulled on your heartstrings. But, I mean, the one that Arsenio put together, I thought was funnier. And then when you add in the fact that he did get someone from the other side of the country
to
catch a ball.
Right, Clay seemed like a public service announcement that's on like at 1 in the morning you don't pay attention to. That's really what that was.
Yeah.
And you know, it's funny. It's really...
Or one of those that they cut, you know, that you see sometimes in when they're cutting to commercials and they have this back filler and you just see a little tiny, like, 10-second clip of some kind of public announcement or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, I thought... At first, going into it, I thought Clay's one might be better because I thought they'd add a little more punch to it. It seemed really bland what they showed.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't sure about Arsenio's, but overall watching it, Clay seemed kind of one note. Well, Arsenio's had the funny, and then magic came at the end, so we had a couple things going. And Tuttle's reaction is awesome, where they just, you know, I remember, this is me in the 80s, they just cut the Tully doesn't say anything. So that was pretty cool. That was a nice comic bit, nice little beat
there.
In the Lisa wig.
And
I'm sure he didn't next.
That's right.
You know, I'm sure he didn't really look like that in the '80s.
Hey, you never know.
Well,
no, I don't think
he had that much curl.
I'm thinking he definitely must have had a mullet. We need to go back and research and find a picture of him in the '80s.
I'm sure he had a mullet.
All bikers had a mullet.
That's right. Well, yeah.
And a lot of them had them this week too.
So there was the tasks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they didn't even really talk about, did they?
They just brought, as far as how they did in the task.
They didn't have, very much boardroom time.
No, it was basically this is how much you've raised. Let's hire somebody.
Yeah, totally, last season it was all about, their whole working during the test.
There was some yeah with John Rich and what's her name?
Marley.
There was some big some good argument going about why they should be a Celebrity Apprentice. It seemed like there was just a lot of love in the room with Arsenio and Clay, and they weren't, you know, going to fight it out. And
I think it's because Aubrey and Lisa took too much of the time.
And I'm surprised, Heather, you haven't mentioned Clay's hair live.
That's true. When they came back to live, you know, we had all these different people looking a little bit different. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Clay's hair was pushed down.
He was pushing the Trump.
It was, and I mean, I thought for sure I did. I thought Clay was going to win. I thought that he already knew he was going to win. And that's why he was kissing up with the Donald hair.
He was doing the Donald.
Arsenio, on the other hand, started growing some hair.
That's right.
Maybe he's trying to do the Donald.
Donald. I don't think he can do the Donald.
I don't think he'll be able to.
He can try, but I don't think he'll be successful.
With the weaves that they can
Arsenio,
do.
Arsenio, if you're listening to this podcast, weaves, don't do the Trump
with,
thing.
With the weaves that they could do nowadays, I mean.
That would just look horrible.
They just need to ask Tyra Banks.
But I
was very proud of Clay, with him with his hair down. I was very excited to see Clay with his hair down.
Literally.
Yes.
Yeah.
Had some sideburns going, you know.
Had the English sideburns going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you remember they were asking them about why they thought they should each win?
Yes.
And Clay, and it was funny because Clay and Arsenio sang together, first of all. Right. We mentioned that or
lean
not, but anyway.
Lean on me.
And they had the choir in the background.
Arsenio's a singer, I forgot. Arsenio can't sing, so I like that part. I mean,
he raps a lot, it was
a little too showy for me and too, like, once again, sterile. Just it wasn't, like, rocking out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they could have bumped it up a little bit. They got the choir behind them, man, rocking out a little bit, but. Anyway, back to Heather on that. That was my quick thought.
Yeah, but Clay was like, because my mom is here and I don't want to have to have her sit through a number two again. And I just, between the choir being there and her and his mama.
There's too much
I was
plot
like,
references
oh, poor
in this
Clay.
Podcast.
Clay and his mama. And it's,
who does number two work for?
He's never going to participate in anything ever again.
Clay,
he's
I officially
never gonna compete
do
any,
not
ever
do
again.
Competitions.
I will not do yes.
When he walks into a competition, he goes, "Can you just give me the second place trophy now, and I'll just leave."
Either get rid of me early.
Yeah, I do not want to be. If I have to be third, pick me for third because I won't win because I don't win nothing.
Poor
so
Clay.
I know.
Yeah.
Even with the many Clay tributions.
Yeah. But he did. I mean, I think when you add up all the money that he did raise. A lot of money.
Yes, he did.
You know, and some of the other people that they kind of brought back. I mean, some of them seemed to, you know, they continued raising money. I mean, wasn't it George Takei said that people felt sorry for him?
So he started a Kickstarter
checks?
Program, and and they started giving him donations.
But that didn't work for
And Lou was still getting money
yeah.
for his charity.
He stormed over to Donald's desk.
He scared Donald.
And he threw down.
He scared Donald.
That's right.
But yeah, people are still getting money.
Yeah.
And the atmosphere, much to Jen's surprise, the atmosphere, you know. Most of the shows previously, people seem to have made up, you know, as far as like on this show. Not on this show. Everybody pretty much still hated Lisa and Aubrey.
Yeah.
And so did
the audience.
Everybody as a collective whole still pretty much nobody liked those two.
Mm-hmm. And then what was it
they
that Aubrey
They
was
have
like,
a lot of brains and a lot of intelligence.
I was surprised Aubrey even used the word young on her about herself.
Because Aubrey's old,
learning,
isn't
yes,
she?
Yes, because it's a learning experience. Yeah, when, I want to see.
What,
I'm sorry, but
what
that,
did,
when that bitch turns.
What
30,
did Aubrey say when she sat down and Trump asked her something, and Aubrey went on like for 5 minutes about where she's at and why she? I don't even. Donald Trump asked her a question, and Aubrey rambled for like seemed forever.
Yeah.
And by the time she got
because
done,
it was
I was.
All about her.
By the time she got done, I was scratching my head, going, "I don't know exactly what she was saying there.
But
I don't really
so
know what her point was."
Didn't answer
the question. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't.
I kept waiting for them to cut the commercial because I kept thinking they were.
I wanted them
Aubrey
to go
was
back
gonna
to,
run
I
out of time.
I wanted them to go back to the board table and have all of them just go. Oh, for the love of God, why didn't we fire you earlier?
Yeah, I just didn't know what she was talking about.
Yeah,
and I don't think anybody knows what she's talking about.
No, but yeah, and the Lena, I'm going back to the song, but I could have done without the song overall.
They were like really grasping for filler.
It's like, well, they had Bret Michaels, even though Bret Michaels had just come off of, you know, basically being in a coma.
Yeah, you know, that's right.
The last time, and then John Rich even too. They didn't perform.
No. But and
you feel that there way about Aubrey too, don't you, babe?
They had that one part where they.
We have one of our dogs in the background hacking up a fur ball.
They had he asked Lisa, is there anything, what do you want to ask Arsenio? And I was like, what the heck are they, where are they going with this? Yeah. And Lisa's Aubrey's like, do you find me attractive? And then they're asking Diana, do you want to ask Arsenio?
Yeah, do you find Lisa attractive? Like, it's like, what's going on? The show turned into a train wreck right toward the end. Like, wow.
You couldn't sell.
This is actually worse than our podcast. What's going on? I don't understand.
Yeah, it was not.
I can just see everything pausing, and Trump kind of looks around and goes, does anybody want to play Yahtzee? He pulls out a board game. Or, hey, oh, what? No, it's Trump, so he's going to think of a way to make money. Trump. Hey, does anybody want to play Battleship? You know? And Liam Neeson comes out, and they have a game, and then they're done. And
yeah.
There's a little battleship fly thing underneath.
You
I should call him on so that. Wrong. Say, dude, you know, you need to get onto this marketing thing anyway.
Yeah, because he doesn't do enough marketing the whole season.
But the whole asking them, even in the past when they've asked them questions, like people have had like real answers, even to the point of like frustration and sometimes argument about who would you hire, or you know, but you shouldn't just open it up.
No,
does anybody want to say anything?
It was more on the fact that everybody was like doing their gripe sessions, like, you know, didn't leave it up to me, but doing the gripe sessions on Lisa and Aubrey.
But yeah. It was like nobody really had anything to say.
But it was nothing about
Donald couldn't get anybody to say anything.
It wasn't about the contestants that were actually the apprentice, that were supposed to be considered the apprentice. It was still all on Lisa and Aubrey.
Was it in the past? Did he have more like cutaway clips or montages of different people even in the past? It just seems like there like was missing a whole bunch of stuff that
they didn't have. Honestly, this year. And like the other.
That's why this season wasn't as explosive.
Another show that was on NBC that was very similar in the same type of finale type thing, where you looked at the finale and just wanted to say, "What the heck was that?"
I could have been in bed an hour ago.
It was like, you know, it was like, are they really even doing this live? And are there really even people in the studio?
Well,
type of thing. No, this was the other show. This was the other show that is on NBC I can't say names, can I?
Yeah, you can. Shows? TV shows?
Oh, well, you know, the Biggest Loser finale from this past season. Yeah, it was terrible. I mean, you looked at it, and there was part of it where you looked at it, and it was like, are they trying to, like, pretend that the studio is full? Because you only see five rows of people, and then after that, it looks like, shoot, they're in the campus.
I don't know. When Donald Trump first walked into the beginning, there was like, lots of people who
There was a lot of people there, but you know, it was like it was the same type of feeling. It was like, is this for real?
I have a question about the whole live thing, and there's a reason. But I was on I'm friends with, you know, Sulu on Facebook. He's got quite a few friends, but I was laughing. I was on Facebook during the commercial, and I see that, you know, George posted something on his Facebook 6 minutes ago, and I'm like, what's he doing posting on Facebook? He should be paying attention because he's on a Live Apprentice finale right now. So I'm like, I'm assuming, you know, he has people working on his Facebook page for him. You know, that's my assumption, but it'd be funny if you look at that and you say, you know, 6 minutes ago, and you look at George on TV and you see him on his phone. hey, off the phone.
He's tweeting.
Sulu, off the phone.
He's tweeting.
No Facebook. Didn't you get the memo?
Beat me up, Scott.
Stop posting funny pictures like you always do. Cut it out. Anyway.
Yeah.
Sorry, were you surprised that Arsenio won? I thought Clay. I thought Donald. Well, I'm going to go to a reason why I think Arsenio won. But I thought Donald would feel sorry for Clay. Like, the pressure would be like, I don't want to make him second again.
And he did.
I thought Clay was going to win. But again, it just, they, And I think Clay even said in the show is that we're, they have very interesting, their opposites and their strengths and weaknesses and just how they approach their projects as project managers where, you know, Clay obviously seems to be someone who just is gets very stuck on details, whereas Arsenio, I think, is more of a, okay, you can go do this, and he lets you go do it and stuff like that. So
yeah.
Anyway, I don't think either one of them necessarily were bad, but I thought Clay was going to win. I was surprised when he picked Arsenio.
Well, the more I thought about it, the more I'm like, well, you know, I think Arsenio's commercial was better. I thought mm-hmm. Arsenio's the comedy was better.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that really got me was I was thinking to myself, you know, those might have been important, but also, you know, the winner of The Apprentice gets $250,000 for the charity. And I was looking, you know, thinking about the numbers. I'm like, Arsenio only made $167,000. Yeah. So if he gets another, you know, $250,000 on there, that makes it like $310,000 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and Clay's already made $301,000.
Yeah.
So, you know, they both did really well. But, you know, Clay made a ton of money already. And that's what the bottom line is. You're not getting anything else other than a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
And Clay already collected almost that much already. So
recognition for your charity.
So I'm probably just going to give it to Arsenio because he didn't make as much.
Yeah.
And I like what Arsenio's doing. So I'm going to let him win. So pretty much there's a $10,000 difference between Arsenio and Clay when it comes right down to it at the end
mm-hmm.
for that task. So that's what I was thinking. Probably Trump just went with generosity on that one and gave them both a fair amount.
Yeah, that's possible. So
that's why I'm thinking why he went with Arsenio on that. I don't know if that would have been the final decision, but I really do think that was a pretty you know, close reason for it. So.
And it also looks like Arsenio's trying to get a new show together, they mentioned.
Yes.
So maybe Donald Trump can... you know, they can work out some deal on advertising.
Like America Now, like with his first apprentice.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did they specify anything about the details of the new Arsenio show?
No, he just said, he said he was trying to
Since he is a late night artisan, will he be able to develop?
He's taking over Leno's place.
I'm curious to see if he gets a show.
When?
Will he let Aubrey come on the show?
No.
Aubrey probably would say no.
I think Aubrey. Aubrey thinks that he's like old, that he's like 100 years old, and that he's outdated. So after like 2 months of the show being on, then she realizes that's the cool place to be. She'll be begging him to get on the show, and I hope he tells her no.
I can't imagine Arsenio would do a late night show. The late night.
I could actually picture the reaction because he's going to be like, "Oh hell no."
Hopefully, yeah.
So there's no room for another late night person.
No,
so.
the next show will be a reality show, and it'll have
and Aubrey.
No. it'll be him and Lisa Lampanelli because she's so beautiful.
Arsenio and Lisa shacking up.
No, shoot me now.
Yeah.
Yes.
So there you go. That's what the
celebrity
will
volcano.
Be.
Celebrity Survivor Volcano.
No, so they'll run off and like be married. They'll
no,
be dating for
no, she's a lesbo.
Did it? Yes.
Is she?
She's yes. lesbian. Yes. Did anybody mention that?
That makes so much
dyke.
Sense.
Yes, doesn't it?
Does it? Did anybody notice that once Cheryl Teagues wasn't in the show?
That's right. Cheryl Teagues and
Andretti.
And Andretti were not there.
Well, Andretti, I understand why. You know, what's
Andretti,
why?
Yeah. Eddie.
Because it's race season.
Yeah. That's right. He's busy. But
that's right.
He did send a representative.
That's right.
With a wad of cash.
Yes.
But I'm probably Cheryl's too busy trying to separate cheese slices. So
I wonder. I think maybe she just didn't want to.
I don't think she wanted to have anything to do with it.
After
her getting sent home and
but you should at least
seeing what the whole thing was like originally. Just, I mean, I'm sorry, one boardroom with Aubrey and Lisa in it. Come on.
Unless there was, yeah. you know, some.
She'd be like, oh, she probably did what the Arsenio would say if Aubrey wanted to come on his show. Oh hell no.
Unless there's some like scheduling conflict, she should have showed up.
Ooh.
I mean, she would have just sat back there, and Trump wouldn't have asked her any questions.
No, and she wouldn't have really been able to say anything because she only did that one, you know, that one task, and that
right.
was it.
That Lisa and Aubrey were in charge of.
That's mm-hmm. right, but yeah, I was kind of. I mean, that was a tough one too because this is probably the first season. The previous seasons, I've gone in with somebody I really want to win. I still like the other person, but I really want to win, and. I was really wanting Bret Michaels, and I was really wanting John Rich. And this year, I was kind of like, right when Trump's about to say who it is, I'm like, I don't really care. I mean, I like them both. Paul Tuttle. We're going to veto it, and yeah. Cheryl Teagues, where is she?
Cheryl Teagues, you won.
How that happened. But yeah, yeah, I was rooting for both of them, so I really wasn't disappointed either way. I just feel bad because Clay came in second. The sad part is that's if I had to vote for either of them, I would have went for Clay just because as I said before, I would have felt bad because I don't want him to come in second again.
Yeah, it's just poor puppy dog guys.
And so unfortunately, and the light. I was gonna say when you were talking about Clay's hair too. One more thing. You know, when he first sat down, they had that, you know, dramatic lighting from overhead. He looked like the Godfather or something because they just had that spotlight going down on him. So it doesn't, you don't look the best in that lighting anyway, but it just looks so dramatic.
Speaking of the Godfather.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
We forgot about Gotti. And the cleavage for Gotti, I don't want to talk about.
The veiny cleavage.
I'm going to have nightmares tonight about the veiny cleavage.
Veiny cleavage that looked like they were really smooshed together. It looked like probably they were having like a mammogram done at the same time in that dress. Oh,
gosh.
That
was scary cleavage.
That looked painful. That looked really, like, it did. I mean, it looked
well,
painful.
Yeah, you could tell the veins were bulging. Oh, that was
it hurt me to see her in that dress, really.
Yes.
It just
hurt me to see those.
And then she has that beautiful long hair, and like her cleavage was like eating her hair because it was like,
oh my gosh, that cleavage is eating her hair. The madness.
The
cleavage
was
Miss Gotti, your cleavage is eating your hair right now. Could you please stop it? You need to unleash those. So it stops eating your hair.
It was like they were trying to
squeeze them into a square shape.
Could you imagine if she like tilted her head? She couldn't tilt. She like leans her head over. She can't tilt her head back up because her hair is stuck between her cleavage. I can't get my head back up. They're stuck in my boobs.
It was scary looking though, because it was like
she's like, Lou, can you separate these so I can get my hair back out?
But it was like, what?
I can't hear. Yes, you can.
I was like, if she was going to get mad, I was wondering if that vein across her chest was going to start pulsating.
I purposely looked away during all that.
I don't know why you would do that to yourself. I really don't.
I will have nightmares for weeks to come.
I mean, honestly, it made cleavage me, it made eating me think hair. Of the mammogram machine. And
I just. That's yes. There's a movie that's there just somewhere. Wrong. There's such a movie there somewhere. Ow! Well, it's possible. If you listen to this podcast and you steal the idea, go right ahead. I won't sue you. Yeah.
So,
the attack of the square cleavage and the hair.
The attack of square cleavage. Sounds like a That's band. Right. Hey, good night, folks. We're Square Cleavage.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Wow. All right. You gotta keep that one in mind.
So anyway, so yeah. Tossing you one. There we go.
And that's pretty much it. And it was just a bunch of filler. I'm stuck on square cleavage.
There was
cleavage.
Lots of filler. Fullerness in the show.
And manipulation. Okay. We've come up with new words tonight. If anything you've taken from this season is new words.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I guess that about wraps it up for last time. I do want to thank all you people out there that have listened to us this season. Thanks for sticking with us.
All one.
And if you listen to if all of you have only listened to one episode and we just keep rotating listeners, that's fine too. If you're listening to this last one, thanks for listening to the last one. And maybe we'll do this next time. But
to
once
our
again,
one fan.
Yeah, we really appreciate you guys taking the time out for whatever reason and torturing yourself by listening to us. Basically, repeat what happened on the show the night before. But hey, that's what we do around here.
That's right.
Maybe we'll do this next time. I don't know. We'll see. If we can get enough hate mail, we'll definitely do it again. So, anyway, I guess we're out of here. I'm Brian.
I'm Heather.
And I'm Jen.
For James.
And that's for James. See you, James. And as Donald Trump said, tonight, you're hired, and we won't see you next time. Good night, everybody.
Da-da-da-da-da.
because it's over.
I wonder who helped cut her out of that dress.
Wasn't me. I could just, never mind. I have so many visual pictures of what to describe right now. I don't want to scar these people if you leave them.